Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday the 20th of March. Just thought I'd do a quick further catch up. As you know, we had some bad news yesterday, or as a lot of you know, and thank you for the messages and condolences, but Sam's brother passed away overnight Monday. Very sad. Actually, it was the one who I thought looked better of the two, and we are just ever so thankful that we went down last week, and Sam got to spend a few days with him. It is terribly sad. She's absolutely devastated, but they're going to do a post-mortem and things because it was quite sudden, so things are going to take a little while. So it was more to say thank you for all those condolences. I will be going up north. Sam is going to go to Malta, but I'm going to come back Monday. She's going to cut that trip short, and then we will head down to Devon again, and probably stay down there until the funeral takes place, and I'll operate from there and then come back. So as I said in the telegram yesterday, and it was just easier to post me to one, the meetings I've got with people this week will go ahead. I will be up north. I will be in the pub on Sunday. It'll be when I get back then that my time may be a little bit limited and might not be able to do so many live sessions and things until I know the lie of the land and where we're going to stay, who we're going to stay with, what setup I'm going to have. I'll be taking computers and things with me. I'll probably just rent a house down there for when I know a bit more about it, but I'll keep you posted on that front. It's a funny thing, isn't it? Death is it does get you thinking. You know, literally a week ago today, I was sat with him, actually in tears of laughter. He had me, we were reciting a couple of family stories, and he had me, I was streaming tears of laughter. And to think you're not going to see them ever again. Sam had sort of said, can we go down to Devon? Because she, almost like a sixth sense, had a bit of a feeling that both her brothers haven't been healthy for a couple of years, and she said, I'm not going to get many more chances to see them. And you're just ever thankful that we did do that last week. It does get you thinking. And what's really interesting is, you moments like this, you do put life in perspective and you see what's going on in the world. And there is a load of shit going on. And everybody's lust for selfishness and money. And, we've been talking about, as you do, reminiscing, money hasn't come up once. And I think the saddest thing is that he texts Sam every single day. Every single morning he sent Sam a text. Morning, darling. Morning, sis. Picture of, he has a little Cavapoo, picture of the dog on a walk, whatever it may be. And she sort of looked at me yesterday afternoon and said, I'm not going to get that anymore. And they're the things that matter. Not pissing about on social media and arguing over money and whatever it may be. Cherish the times you have with family. Certainly I look at me and think, well, I've probably got 30 years left. 30, 35 years. And you've got to enjoy it. And people won't be talking about money when I go, or when anybody goes. They'll be talking, they talk about what sort of person you were, what you did, what laughs you had, and what you brought to their lives as opposed to anything else. And I just look at what's going on at the minute, and we just seem to have completely lost our way with everything. I know it's the world over, but in this country, I just look, and just driving down there last week, the state of rubbish and shit on the sides of roads, that people are just lobbing McDonald's packets out. So nobody's got any care for anything or anybody anymore. And I had a really good quote in the week, which really got me thinking. This was before Chrissy passed away. It was somebody was talking about mobile phones. Everybody walks around now glued to their mobile phone. I'm on my phone far too much, mostly because other people are contacting me. But if somebody had told people, particularly people of my generation 20 years ago, you'll be walking around with something in your pocket that can access pretty much all knowledge known to mankind, you'd have looked at them and gone, you're nuts. And then you ask somebody now, well, you've got that device, what do you do on it? I look at videos, stupid videos of cats and dogs, and argue with strangers I don't even know. The things we're using this shit for, and things that Twitter and that are for, and what, you know, this one-upmanship, selfishness. It's just, I pity it, I really do. I just think it's a really, really sad state of affairs. And I know, I'm, you know, you look on Twitter, it's a snapshot of society, it's not real. But you look at this business with Kate and William, what people, what, who cares? What are we getting in a, why are we spending so many minutes on newspapers and TV and on social media talking about this stuff? Who cares? Get out and live your life and do what you want to do, and spend people time that matters. Who cares? And all these grifting conspiracy theorists and all that, just, you do, you know, you think about it. But yeah, anyway, there you go. So life will go on. As I say, if you're meeting me this week, that will continue. I will be then going up north on Friday. I'll be in the pub on Sunday. And then next week onwards, it might be just a little bit less until I know exactly, as I say, what we're doing and where we need to be. But thank you all for your condolences. It is, as I say, these things are very sad. Just a strange old time. We had Trump on. Can I lend him 464 mil? I said he'll have to wait. He'll have to wait till next March. I've got to put 20 mil on Spurs to win the league at 25s, and then when we're about 10 clear next March, I can cop. He'll have it then. I've got loads of money. He's got loads of money. He's got loads of cash. Just funny, isn't it? Funny. There, the man's an absolute fraud. Absolute, complete, and utter fraud. I'm going to be doing for my group some videos. I'd hope to do them this week, but obviously I got derailed yesterday again. That'll be stuff that I come out. I've got stuff that I want to update people with, and that'll be done. But as I say, if you can just be patient, I will do that as and when I can. In amongst this, I know from Sam when her mum died that I will be in for good days and bad days. Yesterday was obviously a terrible day. This morning was a bad morning. As the day's gone on, it's turning into a better day, but I know she will go up and down. Her mornings in particular, as I say, without the text messages, will be a bit harder. But there we go. I did have something else to share with you, which was why I came on, but I can't remember. I did a good one on Monday. I went up to meet some FTS people on Monday. I rang one of them to see what time they were getting into London. I was on the train platform. This is mad. I was on the train platform, and the train pulled in. I spoke to them and said, yeah, okay. I said, my train's just in a minute. I'll be up there in about half hour. I put up. The train pulled in. I was reading something else on my phone. This one, I remember, get attached to my phone. The train pulled in. I didn't get on it. And the train pulled out again. I got myself preoccupied with something, and I just let the train go, so I had to then wait for the next one. So I literally just stood on the platform, let a train pull in. The doors opened right in front of me, because I know where the doors are. I stood there. The doors opened. And I just didn't get on it. And I just let the train door shut and pull off. And I went, oh, I should have got on that. Losing it. As I say, I've got stuff I need to update for people. I'll be doing that. But I want to do some work on strategies. I've been really kind of racking my brains how we can help more people get this right. The one thing I've accepted is you can't help everybody. People tend to fall into groups. They'll be the people. I don't apologise for saying this. You've got absolutely no chance. Some of them I see emails or messages from, and I just think you've got absolutely no chance. There's people who do far too much chopping about and moving about, and they probably would have a chance, but they just make it really hard for themselves. There's people who are a little bit scared to pull the trigger, and that can be dealt with. And things like 100-day challenges can help with stuff like that. And then there's people who, just need a little bit of help and more. It's more than just making them stick to execution and a couple of strategies and get them doing it. And I think, you know, part of it is identifying what group you're in. People never like being told they've got no chance, but I'd rather do that with people than say, keep batting away and losing money. With most people, a lot of it is the FOMO, fear of missing out and trying to do too much. Even when I do my lives, I from the questions and things, I can get people's I can almost see what people are doing behind the scenes, and I'll talk about something. And I've got loads of different ways that I trade football, and I've talked about a lot of them. But I speak to people, and I say, just do this and cut that down and just do a couple of things and get that right. But I know then when I post and it might be something else, they're off, how's he got that? How's he doing that? Because they want to do that bit. It's almost like stay in your lane and do the bits that you want to do. As I've said, one of the hardest parts of this is the actual teaching process. There is no course, it's just getting people to do that. So that's the sort of stuff I'm looking at the minute, that we can help people with. But I think the more people I can get a couple of solid strategies, a couple of solid ways to pick the games for those strategies, and then just execute it and accept you can have bad days. You know, you have good days and bad days, but if you keep executing it, we will progress you. Anyway, that's it. It was just a quick touch base again. Thank you to everybody. We're all good. I will keep the good lady's spirits up as much as I can. And I will see a few of you. You won't hear from me again for the rest of the week now, but I will see a few of you or whoever comes in the pub on Sunday. Swan and Railway. I do not know why I can't get the name of that pub right. The boys think I'm doing it on purpose. The Swan and Railway in Wigan from 2 o'clock on Sunday. If you're in that area, do pop along and have a beer with us. It'd be lovely to see as many of you as possible.